Try this test for the next thing you do. Is it simple? Is it magical? And is it beautiful? Easier to achieve with a children's theatre show than with a tomato sandwich, you might imagine. But even then, it's a stern test that Mark McLaughlin, director of Galway Theatre Company Branagh, performs on all his company's new work. Their later show, Blore, went some way to achieving it by involving artist Maeve Clancy, whose work magically creates beautiful worlds from simple paper. Blore opened today at Galway International Arts Festival, where Culture Files' Ray Wingnut met McLaughlin, Clancy and the company's regular suppliers of magic, beauty and simplicity.
We tell big stories for small citizens. That's basically what I believe in, that children are not an adult in waiting. Like, a 5-year-old's not 1/7 of a 35-year-old. They're actual people now. So they're citizens of now, so they deserve something. They deserve access to the arts and something that's actually worthwhile. And the thing is, unfortunately, in this country, if you, as a child, go to see a show, it could more than likely be your first, and the good chances your last. So we have a really big responsibility to make that one experience, if it's all they're going to have, it has to be the best that it can possibly be. The central tenets of our work is that we make stuff that's beautiful, that it's simple, and that it's magical. And that's, it's easier said than done, but we have to have some sort of a guiding voice, like, you know, saying, is it beautiful? Is it magical? Is it simple? Do you know?
My name is Raidini Huama. I'm from Cork and I've been working with Branagh for the past 3 years. This is Shamie, you can't see him. And so basically the way that I control him, I have my left hand on his left hand and my right hand on his back and head. It's better, I suppose, to keep the head moving constantly a little bit so that they always look alive. You walk him by kind of pushing with my baby finger on his pelvis and kind of just moving, shifting the weight from left to right. In Blaw, Shamie is a shop owner, a proprietor, and he takes great pride in his shop. And he's living in the old town, which is kind of being swallowed up by the new town and all these high-rise buildings and stuff being built all around him. And he's trying to maintain the character and the values and life that was in the old town himself, but he's kind of on his own doing it.
Sandra González Bandera. I am a puppeteer and devisor in Blaw. And I manipulate Jorge, that is the another character in the play. Jorge is our little hero. He's around 12 and he's really bored in the new city. He's an artist and he is not inspired at all in the new town. Then he likes to go and mess around to the building site and try to find shapes and things that inspire his painting.
Blaw is a piece that I've wanted to make for a long time because it's based on a book called The Flower, and I really love the images in The Flower. Most of the work that I kind of make is inspired by an image. I love children's illustrated storybooks and I love the way that illustrators can express the most deepest feelings and complex stories in like one image. What I like to do is try and find an image and then dive into it and explore what happens in that world. So if we bring that world to life, what could it be? I've always wanted to make a show that was completely made of paper. In 2011, I stumbled upon, or I was introduced to the work of Maeve Clancy, who's a paper artist. And that's where Blaw started. I found somebody who would make Blaw with me. And to put the cherry on top, we were able to get Colm McInumra to make the most evocative, atmospheric, dramatic soundscape that really kind of ties everything together. The work of Raidin and Sandra, Maeve's beautiful paper city, and the story is all tied together really, really well with Colm's soundtrack.
My name is Maeve Clancy. I'm a visual artist, so I write and draw comics. I do cut paper installations. I do animations and film as well. Working with Branner is very easy. It's really good fun. There were several days I thought we were just joking, to be honest, and sitting around and laughing and telling stories. And then I'd look in my notebook and it was full of ideas and work. I'm not really sure how he does it. Joanne, even, who's the manager of the company, comes in and gives out to us sometimes for laughing, but we get loads of work done. So you could say it's a really nice process. It's far better than that. It's brilliant. It's really great fun. The work that comes out of it, I'm really happy with the work. I'm really delighted with it. I often find by the end of a project you're kind of sick of the work and you never want to see it again. And it's not really the same with this, because there's so many other people involved and there's other aspects involved that take it beyond the little bit that you've made. They just add to it. So it's been like a completely positive experience. And really good for me, because it's definitely pushed me to do things a bit differently to the way I'd usually do them, and that's good.
The thing that I always look for is the beauty in what we're making. That everything has to look beautiful, sound beautiful. It has to be a beautiful experience, because some kids will look with their eyes, some listen, some feel, some kind of take a bit of everything. So you have to try and make something that has multi-layers in it, so that you know that everybody in there is going to get something, or there's going to be enough for them to watch. So the detail is essential, and that the layers are essential, and that all those layers kind of marry together is kind of my job. I kind of am really lucky that I get to work with these fantastic artists, but it's kind of deliberate on my part that children deserve to see the work of great artists, and it's not something that should be dumbed down for them. They're citizens just like you and me, so they deserve to get the best of what there could be for them. But I think that they can really sit for 40 minutes and sit in something that's silent and made for them, and trust that you're going to bring them somewhere that they've never been before, or that this isn't the feeling that they get when they're in a cinema or that they're in a watching TV, because it's a live experience. It's made for them.
Mark McLaughlin there, and Bloor is at the Bank of Ireland Theatre in NUIG until July 24th, with shows at 12 noon and 3 p.m. And there'll be evening shows this Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. GIAF.ie for more.